USA Radio News.
Earlier this week, the U.S. and China rolled out a new wave of tariffs as the trade war seemingly between the two countries continues. The U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese goods starting August 23rd. The Chinese came in basically did the exact same thing on the same date. Congressman Roger Williams says there's a better way to do this seemingly than all these tariffs.
Well, I mean, I think you've got two heavyweights battling each other right now. I am, as you know, a small business owner. I'm not that excited about tariffs. I think there's different ways to go. I think no tariffs would be great. President Trump is talking about that. But tariffs are, we've had the biggest tax cut we've had in many, many years. Tariffs do rise the price of cost of goods sold.
The search for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts continues. Now, there was supposed to be a press conference today held by the local authorities, although that press conference was canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump fires back at the latest NFL player protest during the national anthem. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, the NFL players are at it again taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem. He added, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay. The NFL and the Players Association still negotiating a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, as the opioid epidemic continues to wreak havoc across the nation, a new report out from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the amount of pregnant women addicted to opioids in the last 15 years has quadrupled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Fear is one of those things that many people face this time of year, whether they're heading back to school for the first time, maybe leaving the house, heading to college, maybe you're starting a new job, or maybe you should be looking for a new job because currently you're in a dead-end job. Well, Brandon Webb is a former Navy SEAL and author of a new book titled Mastering Fear, A Navy SEAL's Guide. He shares one thing he does every day to help negative thoughts from popping into his head.
You know, probably the most important thing I would recommend, and something I practice daily, is I write down a personal, like, vision statement or mantra, and it's, this is who I, either it's like, this is who I am, or the person I want to be, and I review it daily, because it's creating this positive imprint, and building a strong foundation. And so, for instance, if somebody, you know, had an issue with public speaking, they could write, as part of their you know, 10 sentences, one of them could be, you know, I am working at being a good public speaker. And then maybe that changes over time as they practice to becomes, I am a good public speaker. But it's just creating that positive imprint. And then another thing I get into in Mastering Fear is rehearsing that, like mentally visualizing yourself doing that. I can remember we did it in the sniper program. I've done it as a recreational pilot.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.